So I want to make certain we give credit to so many groups that have been working at this for a very long time. My part was that when I became Democratic leader in 2010, I started building an infrastructure to focus on registration, on recruiting and training staff, on making certain we were in every single county. And I advanced that through multiple cycles. In 2018, I finally had enough money to do all the things we dreamed of. I raised $40 million for my gubernatorial race, and we kept raising money after I lost to keep focusing on keeping this infrastructure in place. We worked with other organizations. We helped seed some of those groups, including the New Georgia Project, which I founded, Fair Fight and Fair Count. And we had, you know, two million voters who understood that their voices were needed, and they showed up.
Well, I know that you were doing all this organizing and all of these efforts along with these other groups long before you ran for governor, but you know, one of the sort of hallmarks of that campaign was the obvious voter purges and voter suppression that were going on under then Secretary of State Kemp. And I imagine that must have given you even more energy for this effort than before.
He was a galvanizing force for the intensity of my efforts this time, yes.
Do you think there are any Republicans on the national level now going, oh, would be better if she was just governor. Now we've lost the whole damn state.
I had some time on my hands. If they'd let me have this other job, I probably would have been distracted.
Idle Hands or Democracy's Workshop?